USA Radio News with Wendy King.
I'm here and you're here because it's time for us to take a stand with Bernie.
Former Democratic candidate and spiritual leader Marianne Williamson joining Bernie Sanders at a campaign rally in Austin, Texas.
Bernie Sanders has been taking a stand for a very long time. He has been consistent. He has been convicted. He has been committed. And now it's time. I'm here and you're here because it's time for us to take a stand with Bernie.
Sanders won big in the Nevada caucuses. He got support from every demographic group. Texas has 228 delegates at stake on Super Tuesday. Only California has more, 416. The next primary is the Saturday in South Carolina with 54 delegates at stake. The next debate is this Tuesday night. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Gas prices around the country have leveled off lately. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
The average price nationally of regular grade gasoline is $2.53, and other than 0.2 cents, that's exactly the same price we had 2 weeks ago.
The judge in the Harvey Weinstein sexual assault trial ordered jurors to resume deliberations after they told him they were deadlocked on two of the charges. New York Supreme Court Judge James Burke said the jurors should continue deliberations on a verdict on Monday. If they're unable to come up with a unanimous decision, they can return a verdict on the three counts they agreed upon: first-degree rape, third-degree rape, and criminal sex act. Burke dismissed the jurors for the weekend after 4 days of deliberations. Weinstein's defense team said they're willing to accept a partial verdict, while prosecutors said they want a decision on all five counts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's a new WBC heavyweight champion, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Tyson Fury, known as the Gypsy King, defeating Deontay Wilder by TKO in the seventh round after the referee stops that Saturday night fight in Las Vegas. Fury improves to 30-0-1 with 21 knockouts. For the bronze bomber, Wilder, the Tuscaloosa, Alabama, suffers his first career loss, falling to 42-1-1. He said after the fight he made no excuses.
Like I said, we come back even stronger the next time around. You know, this is what big time boxing is all about. The best must fight the best. I just appreciate all the fans that came out tonight.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At the box office this weekend,
I'm Sonic, a little ball of super energy in an extremely handsome package. On my planet, people were always after my powers, so I came to yours. It gets a little lonely, but that's okay.
Sonic the Hedgehog is still number one, bringing in $26 million. Call of the Wild is at number two its first week with $24 million. Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn is still on the charts at number 3 with 7 million. Brahms, The Boy 2, is at number 4 with 5.9 million. And Bad Boys for Life, coming in at number 5, also with 5.9 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.